sometimes bad things do happen to good books. Just this week, water doused thousands of historic works at the Peabody Library in Baltimore. As NPR's John Hamilton reports, the library had a disaster plan, and that helped save irreplaceable volumes.
Sonia Jordan's week began with the kind of news no librarian wants to hear.
On Monday morning, I got a call a little bit after 8 o'clock that there was water damage at the Peabody Library. And I got my crew, my preservation staff, and we were here by 8:30.
Jordan is the head of preservation at Johns Hopkins University, which runs the Peabody. When she and her crew arrived, they found a mess. Water from a rooftop air conditioner had been cascading through the stacks. Cynthia Requard is the librarian responsible for those books.
My first thought was I was going to burst into tears, and then some of my staff members said, but there's enough water here already, you just can't do that.
The library has been called a cathedral of books. Stacks rise six stories around an indoor atrium. The worst damage occurred on the library's top floor.
I think we almost made it. Up to six.
After a moment's rest, Requart gestures toward aisles of empty shelves.
This is the area that had the most, books that were most affected. And again, they weren't all entirely soaked, but because they were close to the source of the water, they absorbed a lot of moisture into their bindings because the air was so moist.
She says the water didn't get to the library's most valuable books. Even so, these works are an important part of the Peabody's collection.
There were some things by Mary Wollstonecraft, and but then there's a lot of 19th century British and American literature, which, you know, is wonderful for its decorated covers.
The water trickled down electrical conduits to lower floors. Sonia Jordan and her preservation staff assessed the damage. Thousands of works were in immediate peril.
As soon as we determined that the size was far greater than this team could handle, the next thing I did was I had my staff identify the perimeter of damage, and then I proceeded to make the necessary calls to bring in backup resources.
That meant calling in a company that stands by for just such disasters, Document Reprocessors in Middlesex, New York. General Manager Quentin Schwartz says they can send emergency rescue teams and equipment wherever there are drowning documents.
We go ahead and dispatch freezer trucks that are 48 feet long, filled with cartons and special racking systems and forklifts and everything needed to go ahead and take and identify books that are in trouble, put them into cartons, and get them frozen as fast as you can.
That's right, frozen. It's a way of buying time. By the end of the day, Schwartz had reached Baltimore in a 40-foot mobile home carrying 14 specialists in wet book resuscitation. Then it became a race against time, says Sonia Jordan. The books had to be removed and frozen before mold began growing.
Because we're on six floors, and this is a historical building, and because there's only one elevator, and it's a historical elevator, it was clear that we could execute this in a shorter time if we created a human chain down the staircase, like a bucket brigade, and moved the books out that way rather than the elevator.
It took as many as 60 people working for a day and a half, but the system worked. By midweek, more than 8,000 wet books had been loaded into three freezer trucks. Of course, freezing by itself doesn't remove the water. To do that, Short says, the company will have to put the frozen books into special chambers and gradually pump out the air. Once the pressure is low enough, a strange phenomenon occurs. The ice evaporates without ever becoming liquid, leaving the books dry and largely unscathed. Schwartz says the situation in Baltimore is nothing compared with what he's seen on other jobs.
About a year and a half ago, we were contacted by Titanic, and they said, you've been selected to handle some material we just brought up from the bottom of the ocean floor.
Schwartz says the company used the same freezing technique it will use on the books from the Peabody, and it worked.
Everything in the Titanic, all the books were written in Latin, which was a real surprise. When all the pages separated, you could read everything. And all the pictures and portraits separated beautifully, and now all of the handwritten information, and you can imagine that's on display.
The frozen books from the Peabody will be dried out in New York. And Sonia Jordan says she's feeling a lot more relaxed than she was on Monday.
Phase one of this incident, which is the recovery part, is wrapped up now.
And it's looking pretty good.
I expect we will fully recover. We will not lose a volume.
The Peabody Library is in the middle of a renovation. It's expected to reopen on schedule later this year. John Hamilton, NPR News, Baltimore.